This is Bill Satterly welcoming you back to the second hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz. And as I said in the first hour, I'm going to play something by the Richie Kamuka Octet. And all of the artists except for Richie are different. This is arranged by Bill Holman, and he plays the baritone sax on this. So you have Connie Condoli and Ed Leedy on trumpet. You have Monty Budwig on bass, Stan Levy on drums, Vince Guaraldi on piano, doing a tune entitled The Things We Did Last Summer.
Thank you.
the things we did last summer, and the trombone, I forgot, special was Frank Rossellino.
Now, in the second hour, I'm going to continue my focus on the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet. This is from their album on the Amarcy label, Clifford Brown and Max Roach at Basin Street. Of course, Basin Street was a well-known jazz venue in New York City. This is a composition that's done by one of the great bop composers and arrangers, Tad Dameron, and it's called The Scene is Clean, and kicking off this second hour, I'm going to again recite who the personnel were in the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet. It was, of course, Clifford Brown on trumpet, Max Roach on drums, and Richie Powell on piano, George Morrow on bass. And at this particular time, we're having a transition. Sonny Rollins was taking over for Harold Land, and I believe we have Sonny Rollins on tenor sax instead of Harold on this particular track. Let's listen to The Scene is Clean. Stan corrected. I introduced that last track as a scene as clean, a Tad Cameron composition by the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet. Actually, that was a ballad written by Richie Powell by the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet called Time.
I want to play something by pianist McCoy Tyner from a CD entitled Blue Bossa. It features him on the piano. It features Claudio Ronditti on trumpet and flugelhorn, Ivory Sharp on bass, Aaron Scott on drums doing a tune entitled I'll Take Romance.
Thank you.
As McCoy Tynard sang, or playing rather, I'll Take Romance, and reminds me of a song called It Was a Long Romance.
Okay, we're going to return now to the Clifford Brown Match Rose Quintet from their album At Basin Street, cut on the Amarcy label. And here again, it was a regular group except Sonny Rollins on tenor sax was replaced Harold Land. This is a classic bop composition written by Tad Dameron called The Scene Is Clean. Thank you. It was a classic bop composition written by Tad Dameron called The Scene is Clean. That was from Clifford Brown and Maxwell's Quintet album on the Marcy label called At Basin Street, cut back in about 1955.
I'm going to play something from a CD called The Big Boss Band, which is a Count Basie band, featuring George Benson on guitar and vocals doing a tune, Ready Now That You Are.
Don't make it.
George Benson ready now that you are, and if I knew he was going to scat in this particular cut, I'd have saved it for the last song we both could have scatted.
I tell you, that was George must have had ground glass for breakfast that morning because he was in a nasty mood. Continuing up, my salute to Clifford Brown Match Rose Quintet. We're going to go back to the original album that they cut on the Marcy label back in 54 and 55. Simply called Clifford Brown and Max Roach. And this is a Clifford Brown composition called Dawood. A Clifford Brown composition, Dawood from Max Roach, Clifford Brown's album, simply called Max Roach and Clifford Brown on the Marcy label, cut back in 54 and 55.
I'm going to play something by Betty Green, a piano player, in a trio setting from a CD entitled Testifying. It features him on piano, Christian McBride bass, Carr Allen drums, and the name of the tune I'm dedicating to me is called Billy Boy, and if any of you are familiar with it, yes, she can bake a cherry pie. Thank you.
very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Benny Green doing Live from the Village Vanguard, Billy Boy.
My last track tonight in Salute to the Clifford Brown Naturals Quintet comes from their Mercury album called At Basin Street. And here again, they're doing another Tad Dameron composition called Flossie Lou. Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet at Basin Street doing a Tad Dameron composition, Flossie Lou, and besides that fine trumpet solo by Clifford Brown. At this time we had Sonny Rollins on tenor sax instead of Harold Land, who played another fine solo.
We thank you for listening to tonight's show, The Feeling of Jazz. Hope you enjoyed it. Ask you to join us next Sunday night at 9 p.m. for two more full hours of mainstream jazz. I'm going to conclude the show tonight with a quartet sound. Was not a working group. It was Bud Shank on alto, Cyrus Chestnut piano, George Mraz bass, and Lewis Nash on drums, doing a tune entitled Besame Mucho.